Hello, this is Andrew Levy, and I'd like to talk to you for a brief bit of time on our first Labour Market Update podcast for the new year 2021. There's no question that 2020 was a difficult year, and the way things look right now, we're going to have a repeat of the same in 2021. In fact, it may even be a little bit more difficult. But as they say, forewarned is forearmed. So let's look very briefly at some of the things that we can perhaps expect to happen. Well, firstly, we saw a lot of new directions in 2021, of which perhaps the most important was the rise of WFH, or working from home. Now, that's not going to be the answer for everything. We're never going to move to a complete situation where everyone will work from home. But undoubtedly, it's going to become a mode of work that we need to think about. And associated with that, we are going to see in this year ahead an increase of cases of stress, of depression, brought about by continued lockdown situations. And that means that the whole issue of handling employee performance at a distance and dealing with depression and other mental issues are something that is going to exercise your mind. But back to the labor market itself. Firstly, you don't need me to say that unemployment has had a sudden huge spike. And the problem is not so much what it spikes to now. The real issue is how many of those jobs that have been lost will be reabsorbed. And the answer is a lot will not be replaced, and they never will be. Equally, the year ahead, we can anticipate an increasing trend of retrenchment with the economic situation. Interestingly, unions don't seem quite to have woken up to the fact that the economy is really in a very, very difficult situation, and their negotiating tactics remain very much the same. Average wage increases demanded when they sit down at the table, just on wages alone, are about 15%. If you add the rest of the basket, it goes well above 50, and in some cases 100. That may be a negotiating ploy. It's not a particularly clever one, but the settlements are right down. So the difficulty is to get that movement out of the unions. Again, understandably, they're not keen to strike in the current climate, so rather like others in the economy or in government, they're resorting to lawfare and turning to the law wherever they can to try and do work for them. But that, as you well know, is a double-edged sword because you don't always win your case. We may have to discuss that in greater detail a little bit later. The issue with strikes is that they are also down and will continue to be that way for the foreseeable future, but equally, many of the strikes are over quickly and the unions make very little gain, if any. In many cases, they end up settling for what was on offer before the strike started. So that really is an exercise in cost and futility. This is not a good time to be using the strike weapon. The issue with wages is that they continue in a downward direction. We've identified a clear bimodal model. In other words, there are two modalities. There's what happens to wages under collective bargaining. There's what happens to wages for those who are white-collar workers, non-unionized workers, where the employer can implement the increases. And we'll be talking about those and giving you projected numbers for your sector, for the economy as a whole in an upcoming seminar, which I will tell you about at the end of this podcast. Equally, we continue to see the state of national disaster, which means that many companies are working short time, and equally many companies have been looking at issues like wage cuts. So those are some of the most important and the most observable features in our labor market. And what I would like to do in closing this small discussion is to say, as many of you will know, because you attend at the end of each year and the start of the next, we do a seminar, which we call our Wage Outlook Seminar in the morning and Hot Topics in the afternoon. And what we do is we give you the results of our modeling and we tell you where we believe wages will settle in the coming year. We're quite specific. We can deal by sector. We deal with the economy modestly. And let me say that most of our forecasts have generally been correct. So you can get that, and that will give you a pretty good idea as to where you should pitch your budget levels. We'll also show you how to work out the economic settlement range for your company. Whether you get there or not depends on the bargaining, but we'll show you how to work out the range which the factors governing your business will indicate that that's where you should be. In the afternoon, we're going to do our hot topics discussion, which will pick up the issues that are not directly related to wages, but nevertheless are important. And you will be receiving a letter soon from myself outlining the contents of that. Make a note in your diary. It's on the 9th and the 11th of March. Now, those are not two dates on which it's repeated. They are separate. We're doing the wages on the 9th, and we're doing the hot topics on the 11th. And we're splitting it into two because to have to sit in front of a screen on Zoom for an entire day can be exhausting, particularly if you're looking at me. So if you want more information about that, why don't you give me a call? You can contact me on my cell, which is +27836505001. Or alternatively, drop me a note, Andrew at Andrew Levy, one word, L-E-V-Y, remember, at andrewlevy.co.za, or alternatively to Cecilia, who looks after our bookings, and that is Cecilia at andrewlevy, one word, .co.za. Thanks very much for your time. I have another podcast on some interesting changes in practice, so hopefully you'll listen to that as well, and we'll see you on our next podcast. Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.